At 7:40 on 1450 WHTC, 66 degrees in Holland. Time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. Here's the voice of Hope College football and basketball, Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Gary, and good morning, Holland football fans, and welcome to the roundtable again on this Friday morning. And Coach Krebs, not quite the smile this week, as the Flying Dutchman ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw down in Illinois last week.
Yeah, we shot ourselves in the foot too much. Between the penalties, we let a punt roll down to the two, five sacks. There were just a lot of things that put us in some bad spots. Can't let that happen this week. We're playing a good team.
Well, you had to keep the team up a little bit. Usually there's a little down moment out there after winning three in a row and then lose one. When you're talking about undefeated seasons behind the coach, that that happens, and so you got to keep them up there. You've got to keep them at this high pitch because this is one of the ball games going into the MIAA action.
I think this is the key ball game in the league. This is going to chart the course for the next five games. Has not been tough to keep our team up this week. They understand the importance of this game. Adrian, homecoming at Hope. There's just a lot of reasons we've got to get it done tomorrow.
The Adrian Bulldogs, Ron, the MIAA champions last year, always have a tough football team, and we've got the team with the best defense in the non-league season. Adrian going up against Hope, that has scored the most points of any MIAA team. So we've got a great offensive team statistically against a great defensive matchup, Coach.
Yeah, all the things are there. Really, right now, the strength of our team is our defense. I thought they played really well the last three games, and yesterday in practice, they were even better. So they did a great job shutting down our offense.
Well, you got a defensive ball player with you this week, one of your captains. You want to introduce him?
Yeah, we have Santino DeCesar with us, one of my favorite players on this team. This guy is upbeat, positive, brings it in every phase. You know, when we talk about the kind of student-athlete that we want at Hope, we're looking for great students, great athletes, and great people. Santino fits the bill in all three.
I got to believe, pound for pound, he is one of the hardest hitters on that team.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. Plays one of our safety positions, has taken over as the leader of our defense, really as a coach on the field for us.
I just like watching him out there when he comes up to that line of scrimmage. When a guy runs a sweep, I don't know how you get up there so fast. You got your keys, and as soon as you see that key happening out there, you're moving.
Yeah, Coach Rickers does a good job of preparing us for, you know, every situation scenario there is. So just watch your keys, keep your eye focused, and make the play.
Four-year player at Hope College, one of the co-captains this year, as Ron said. What are some of your responsibilities as a co-captain on a Division III football team?
To be honest, I mean, we have a lot of leaders on our team, so I feel that it's really just a title. I mean, we have, you know, 10 guys on the team that do the same thing I do, so it's pretty much just keeping everyone, you know, sharing the same goal, everyone focused, and just everyone working hard and pushing towards that goal.
Well, those are some pretty good responsibilities that you're picking up there. What's the secret to being a good defensive back?
Secret to being a good defensive back?
What are the most important skills?
Important skills would be, I mean, you can't be afraid to hit. You have to be ready to come up and just, you know, listen to what the defensive coaches are telling you, and they'll put you in the right position to make the play.
Is it tough to read those keys? Like Ron said, sometimes, I mean, if you come up too fast, you get burned deep. You have to decide when that ball is running around the outside or up the middle and come up. How do you make that instant decision?
I guess I just get, I want to say I get lucky sometimes, but, I mean, Coach Rick simplifies it pretty much where, you know what your key is, and you watch film and you learn tendencies and stuff like that.
What are you majoring in at Hope?
Athletic administration.
How many classes have you taken this season,
This semester I'm taking four with an internship.
And where's your internship?
It's at Hope College with our AD, Tim Schoonville.
You're working with AD Schoonville, huh?
Yep.
How many hours a week do you do that?
Ooh,
you must be a taskmaster.
Eight hours, 6 to 8 hours.
I figure you work hard for Coach Krebs, Tim Schoonville, no problem.
No problem.
Eight hours or so?
Yep, 8 hours.
How many classes you taking this semester?
Four.
On track to graduate in 4 years in May?
In May, yep.
And then what are you looking to do?
Go to grad school, hopefully be a GA for a football team and get some experience there.
A GA?
Mm-hmm. Grad assistant.
All right. And you're going to get your master's. And you want to go into athletic administration?
Yes, sir.
What kind of courses do you take for doing that? You said you have kind of a blend of courses that you've been studying.
Yeah, it's a composite major at Hope because they don't offer the athletic administration major. So It kind of just got made up for me of business management, accounting, and education classes.
So you told the people at Hope what you're interested in, and they put together kind of an individual program for you.
Yep,
business administration, that's great for an AD, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there was a player that graduated a couple years ago that wanted to do the same thing. So we kind of just backpacked off his program, added some things that Mr. Schoenveld and the registrar thought, and went with that.
5 years from now, what do you want to be doing?
Athletic director at a high school level.
At a high school level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about 5 years from now. You got a lot more to think about tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow you got the Bulldogs coming in, and tomorrow out there you're going to be looking at a ball club that loves to run the football rather than throw the football. Now, does that make a difference defensively? You got to be alert for the pass because they like to throw as well.
Well, we take that as a challenge. We like going up against teams that like to run the ball. Our defense flies around. We like to hit people. So we'll stop the run. Worry about the pass later.
All right. This Bulldog Ball Club last year also has a very good defense. And you kind of model yourself a little bit, take a look at them, and say, hey, this is a challenge as to who's going to be the best one to come out of this ball game on Saturday.
We have confidence in our defense and also have a lot of confidence in our offense. I mean, they've put up great numbers. You know, we have great leaders on the offensive side of the ball, so we'll be ready for it.
Well, this year has been a little bit different. The offenses have changed considerably with everybody kind of going to the spread a little bit and running without a huddle. How much does that affect you when teams run without a huddle?
The first game against North Park, it caught us off guard a little bit because we really weren't ready for it, but we adjusted, you know, after the first quarter. So I think, you know, if they want to run the no huddle and tire their guys out, we'll be ready. Our conditioning is fine, so we'll be ready for it.
By the way, I think conditioning has been important for you this year, Coach. I've been impressed with your play in the second half, and I think you've been in better condition in the second half than many of your opponents.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, we've talked about this as a coaching staff. We've actually conditioned less at the end of practice, but we think we've gotten more out of the players in the practice period. So we're asking them to go hard. We're going to do less running at the end, and, you know, it's always a little bit of a gamble, but they've met the challenge, and I think we've been in shape down the stretch.
Well, okay, you started two games with a pass and two games with a run. You're going to tell us the first play this week?
It'll be a pass or a run.
Okay. I nailed him down once again. I've done a great job of reporting and nailed the coach down on that first play, Ron.
No, maybe you'd say we're going to punt.
No.
Oh, one more thing I want to comment on out there as going through stats. You're going to have a difficult time, I would think, running the football. Looking at last year's stats, we had 15 yards rushing in that ball game last year, and that isn't a whole lot. So the offense is going to have to pick up the run game for the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, that's been our focus the whole way. I think it doesn't matter who you play, that's got to be the focus. Run the ball first. We're a run, play action, quick passing game team, and, you know, if they can take away the run, it really hurts our play action stuff, and that's really what Mike's good at.
Well, come on out. Join us at Homecoming on Saturday, and it's always a lot of festivities going on Homecoming. And you see a great ball game besides. So
2 p.m. kickoff. We'll have it on the van.
2 o'clock.
Go Hope. 2 o'clock.
Go Hope.